Blog Talk Radio.
Tony, how you doing?
Yeah, I'm super fantastic. Every day. Super fantastic.
Wake up, it's the TNT Denar. We've been waiting so long, but we made it this far. If you're feeling like I'm feeling, you know it's so hard. Gotta keep your head up, keep your faith in the Lord, and re-restore the truth. Breaking down the walls, over 10,000 people waiting on a call, and when it all comes into reality, it's over with. It's so close, I can feel it like a super hit. You never had it, you keep your head when you cash it. Outlast it, you ain't even gotta flash it. How you doing, Tony? I'm super fantastic, far from past it. Now close your eyes and imagine those that been down, bouncing back like elastic. How many really trying to do something that's so drastic? Ask it. If you see another fella of the Denar era, I'm making their life better, yeah. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Triple P Pam, known as already blessed. We done heard half the news. We waiting on the rest. We waiting to stretch. Remember that we on the same map. Tony and Ray Rand, the brothers on the same path. It's time for a transference of wealth, and I ain't trying to be left with my life on the shelf. Can't do it by myself, we gotta do it together. A life of wealth, we living like to live it forever. Let's go. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. It was all a dream, but now it's a reality. Now it's where it has to be. Just keep your faith and you will see. It's a catastrophe, but just be patient, though. Incredible how he used the oddest things to bless your soul. TNT, Denar, Tony, Raven, where you at? People waiting on the intel call to hit you back. Raven got the ladies going crazy on the open mic call. Midnight to the break of dawn, it's going on. Living in a time where we really know we need it. You gotta believe it, ain't no time to be conceited. This blessed life I cherish like the air that I'm breathing. No grieving, listen to the words that I'm speaking. Lifetime of wealth transferred to the believer. Know somebody ready, I can hear it through the speakers. IQD reevaluation, waiting with anticipation. I'm patient and impatiently waiting to be patient. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Ray got the ladies going crazy on the open mic call. Midnight to the break of dawn, it's going on. Living in a time where we really know we need it. You gotta believe it, ain't no time to be conceited. This blessed life I cherish like the air that I'm breathing. No grieving, listen to the words that I'm speaking. Lifetime of wealth transferred to the believer. Know somebody ready, I can hear it through the speakers. IQD reevaluation, waiting with anticipation. I'm patient and impatiently waiting to be patient. Let's go. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV,
TNT Denar.
Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go.
Super fantastic.
To start conference recording, press 1. To reach the recording has started.
It's time. Welcome to the Information Superstation, TNT. Hosted by that dynamic duo, Tony and Ray Renfro. They're super fantastic and fantabulous, sir, to the nth degree. Bringing you the latest and greatest Iraqi Denar revaluation information from around the globe, east to west, it's the best. So sit back, relax, and get ready to have your mind blown in the TNT Intel Zone.
Good afternoon, TNT Super Fantastic Family. Today is June 5, Wednesday, hump day. Yours truly, RayVan98 here, along with...
Okay, good morning, TNT. How you guys doing today? So, Ray, did we send anything out?
Just an update this morning. Or was it this morning?
Okay.
It was this morning. Referencing Rafi Bank. Well, it might have been yesterday. But anyway, Rafidan Bank announced that the key cards are being replaced with the international MasterCard.
And that's supposed to happen when?
Immediately.
Immediately. It started yesterday. All right. That's good news. So, we don't have any news today, guys. Not any news. The banks are still on alert. That hasn't changed. Iraq is still waiting for the 100 note. We haven't seen it. Yesterday, I told you guys I would ask the exchange guys about the procedures and that, and they told me they haven't even been given the information yet on how they are to proceed. They don't even know. And this guy runs the exchange center, and they haven't been given that information on those questions that we asked yesterday. So here we are sitting here. Everybody's ready to go. They're ready to go, on alert. Can't go anywhere. I mean, they have to be able to be in the office within an hour in two states. The other ones, they're actually in the office. Got them sitting there, sitting at the desk. They're bringing them lunch, like they did yesterday, not letting them use their cell phones, those kind of things. So, now we're there. All right. Other than that, let's get some questions, Ray. We'll see as we go.
Penny Pincher says, once we have 800 numbers and go to redemption centers to exchange, how do we know the exchange money is attached to our bank of choice?
Well, I would think that the place you're going to be exchanging is your bank of choice, first of all. And then you're going to have your account, where you have your account already set up before you go to exchange. You should see a deposit in your account before you leave that room. If you gave them your money, you should see a deposit.
All right, Cute Cats says, what are two main things we should avoid or not do after we exchange? I know we shouldn't tell anyone. What else should we not do? Any thanks?
I don't know what you should not do, guys. What you should do is just live your normal life and go about your business. I mean, you should not stand up in the middle of the street and say, I just became a millionaire, billionaire, or anything else, and draw attention to yourself. That's what you shouldn't do.
What happens
if you got the contract rates? You should not say anything to anybody. Now, we did get that from two of the biggest banks. Absolutely, positively, are going to have to sign an NDA, as we always said, to get the contract rates. They do have contract rates for the dinar. They do have contract rates for the dong. Okay. Well, they actually say they had a contract rate for the zim. We've been knowing that forever. Requires humanitarian project. So we'll see. Go ahead, Ray. Ray got some dongs.
Okay. Some others should not. You should not rush to invest any money. You should not rush to pay any bills. And you should not rush to give any money away. Those are some should not. Notice I didn't say that you shouldn't do it. I just said that you should not rush to do it. So that means it's something that you can get around once you know what's going on, once you know what your money is doing, where you're going to put it to work, then you can start allocating bill money, giveaway money, and all of those crazy things. Well, necessary things for
something. Okay, so let's see. You should not do what? What was the first one?
You should not rush to pay any bills. You should not rush to invest any money. And you should not rush to give any away.
Now, the reasons I'm not going to the bank, getting my money, coming home, and start writing checks to people is I don't know what my money is going to be doing next week when I meet my wealth manager. I don't know if it's better for me to put my money to work and spend my money's money on doing those projects, or I just don't know what the world's going to look like tomorrow when I finally realize I'm a millionaire. Is that what you're saying?
Right.
Okay. I just want to make sure that's what you were saying. Okay.
Yeah, because we had some members that said, you know, as soon as I exchange, I need to walk out the bank with $8,000 because I want to pay this bill and give this to Bob and give this to Mary. And to me, that's rushing to do those things. You don't need to rush to do those. Take your time. Let it wait a few days. You may find a better way to go about doing that. So you're still going to do it. Just don't rush to do it.
Because that $8,000 could be used to make you an extra $1,000 a week.
That's
a month,
right.
But you
didn't give
spent
it away.
That's right.
That's right. Give away the interest.
Okay.
So those are the should not for me. Should not rush to do any of those things. As well as you should not open your mouth and tell people. Sunstar says, many requests. Oh, wait a minute. I missed somebody. Jim and KC. Scrolled up on me. Okay, Jim and KC says, on October the 28th, 2015, you said a banker told you the first rates after the RV are, quote, sucker rates, end quote. You mentioned it again, March 25, 2019. What are the bankers saying now about offering sucker rates early in the RV?
Same thing. And the first rates that come out are supposedly sucker rates. I mean, they're the lowest rates. And I've been telling you guys for years that the market is going to push those rates up. And that's what they want. They want to get as many as they can to go in there. The market's going to hit. It's going to push the rates up. And then we'll see what happens from there. But the first rates are just that, bare minimum rates. People who haven't been paying attention, don't know what to do with it, haven't been trying to figure out how to look at Forex or do anything else. They're just the first people to go broke. That's who's going in there to get it.
And for those of you that are going to do that and don't want to be offended, we gave it another more softer, gentler title. And I call it Lollipop.
No. Okay.
Still be
now,
anyway.
That doesn't apply, guys. Oh, wait. That doesn't apply to people who are trying to go in there and get the contract rate. You want to
Correct.
Go in there first.
That's right.
You want to go in there and get it because there's only so many contract rates that are going to be given out. So if that's your goal, you go in first. If you're just trying to get the rate because you don't want to sign the NDA or anything else, it'd be better if you wait because you could get more money without having to do that. Okay, what's next?
Okay, Jim continues with, would only the dinar and dong be treated that way and not the rupiah and them? Obviously, raise caution to wait 24 hours if you aren't chasing contract rate applies, as does the mouse scenario. And ladies and gentlemen, that could apply to any of the currencies that we are looking at. And that's another reason to wait and let the dust settle so we'll know. Some of those rates could be intentionally suppressed for whatever reason. We'll know for sure until it's party time. Any other comment, Tony? I'll go to the next caller.
Nope. Next caller.
Okay, Sunstar says, many requests. Okay. I am a lifetime TNT family member. Oh, and today is my 59th birthday. Would you please pay play this young man the reggae birthday greetings for Sunstar. That's no problemo. We can take care of that. Sunstar celebrating 59 years of birth. Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday.
I wanna wish you a happy birthday. I wanna help you celebrate. I wanna wish you lots of presents. I wanna help you eat your cake. If you're bossy, bossy, bossy in the island way, you'll be jamming all night till the light of day. Your birthday is your day to shine. Another year and you'll be looking fine. So have no worries, don't you hesitate.
All right, happy birthday, Sunstar. Okay, 7MMSTW says, on a recent tweet of Tony's, there was a picture of a $1 note. As best I could tell, there was not a numeric value on the note like the other IQD denominations. Does that make sense to you? Thank you for your update.
Does what? I can tell you is we got the note. I did look at it. I was told it came from a 2018 article that was out. We contacted them over there. They said, yep, it's an old note, just like the rest of them were, that it had been reissued as of Monday, and it was going to be the $1 dinar note or the $1 note that they were going to use. So that's all I can tell you about that note. I haven't seen it, touched it, felt it, put one in my pocket yet, but it is supposed to be out there. So what I'm waiting for, because nobody's talking about it, disputing it, anything else, is the 100 dinar note, so this thing can be over with. And it's supposedly, we should be seeing it by Friday. So I'm still here waiting. Nobody has told me that date has changed. I'll tell you guys that now. 2 weeks ago, I'll tell you what, Monday was a week ago. So almost 2 weeks ago, said we should see it by that time and we should get started. I have not talked to him over there since he gave me that information. So that is the latest information I have about that and the notes. So let's see what happens.
Okay. Beethoven says, do gifting letters have to be from husband and wife jointly, or can either gift if the initial money came from a joint account? Such as if you gave a few million dinar to your mistress and your wife possibly would take umbrage, more likely though if you gift your children.
So the question was, what is that legal? Can you take money
from
you and your wife's account?
If the gifting letter has to be from both husband and wife, if they both have to sign, if it's coming from a joint account, and then he says, an example, if he gave a few million to his mistress, and the wife would possibly take an offense to that.
Well, let me say it like this, I guess. If you go to your wife and ask her to sign a letter gifting a couple million dollars to your mistress, you're probably not going to have to worry about having the money, the wife, or life.
Well, that's why he wants to know if both of them have to sign the gifting letter.
There will be no gifting letter if he go ask her to sign it. That's for sure. But the reality is, guys, a bank account, even a joint bank account, the money can be spent, used, transferred, everything else by either party. see that all the time. Either party can go in there and clean out the bank account because their name is on it, and they can be gone. But I promise you, I don't even know your wife, but if you even suggest to her you want to give your girlfriend $1 million, you probably won't live throughout the day. All right, go ahead.
Let's see here. Jim B49 says, are there any more verifications of the 100 dinar notes being distributed?
I don't know if I already answered that. I wish it were. We wouldn't be here.
Right. We don't even have those being distributed yet. We're still waiting on that, right?
We know they're in the banks. And we know the other day they said they were going to start doing it. We just haven't seen any yet, and nobody has told me that they're in Baghdad or Fallujah or that they're widespread. That's what we're waiting for. But we know they have been distributed to the banks. You've got that confirmed.
Okay. New Money 28 says, why is it good news that the key card is being replaced by the MasterCard since many citizens have been using the MasterCard internationally for some time now? Well, that was just asked and answered.
You said asked and answered?
Yeah, they asked the question and answered it because it's internationally being used and the key card wasn't.
Now, the old MasterCard that they had, what are you talking about? They were told that the rate was whatever rate the country they were in. But they were only using those in, I think, the region, the seven countries that were surrounding them, is where they were initially using them. Now, somehow, and I don't know if I haven't seen it, MasterCard is reissuing them cards starting yesterday that they say are fully international. Is the reason that they were supposedly doing it. So maybe these first cards had some restraints on them, but now these are supposedly fully international. I remember articles coming out a couple of weeks ago, though, that said their cards were international. They could use them on the internet, which means in any country, and that it would process their exchange rate per country, even a couple of weeks ago. So I don't know what this was about. They just announced yesterday they're going to replace them all with new international cards. So we'll have to wait and get the article because I didn't see it today either to explain it to us.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Let's see. Oh, we have another person celebrating a birthday today. Servant Man 77 wants to make sure that we don't overlook Love Wolf, who is also, I think Love Wolf helps out doing some guest modding also in the chat room, if memory serves me correct. But anyway, Love Wolf celebrating the birthday today as well. Happy birthday, Love Wolf.
Happy birthday.
I wanna wish you a happy birthday.
Bossy, bossy in the island way. You'll be jamming all night till the light of day. Your birthday, birthday is your day to shine. Another year and you'll be looking fine. So have no worries, don't you hesitate.
Now let's talk to some live callers. First one, Derek Q at 865.
Good afternoon and good morning.
Appreciate
your information and nuggets here and birthday wishes to Sunstar and Love Wolf. That's always nice to hear that song get all jived up here. Question with respect to the fact that we are getting highly anticipatory of going into the exchange centers. what is the best protocols that we should be thinking about? Is it better to plan to open up new accounts for however many entities, be it personal or business or trust and the like, rather than using existing accounts, because the new accounts, they would be more prepared that there would be large amounts in it versus there may be some constraints on the existing accounts? What say you guys on that?
Okay. If it's someone who has a restricted account of any kind, then you're not going to put a large amount of money in there. You probably don't want to do that. Because it doesn't matter. You're going to have to move it. They're going to have to create a new account for you anyway. What you guys want to do, though, is already, there's a way to do it, have an account for the money to go in. That's not something you want to sit there and do if you don't have to. That's taking up your time during the exchange period. If you already have an account you're familiar with, it's already on your computer, your phone, you can log in and see your deposits. That's what you want to do. After that, when you go to your next meeting, have all your money moved to separate accounts. That way, whoever was doing your exchange, everything, will never have your ending information. That will be between you and your personal banker only.
Good. Thanks for that verification, re-clarification, that sort of thing, because as we get into this home stretch, some of these little details might tend to get lost in the shuffle. Getting into, I appreciate, and I want to be sure that I heard you say this, that June 7th date is still holding, that there haven't been any changes in any nuances on that. So we're in the countdown phase for that.
I have not been given any update other than that date.
Okay.
Okay.
Yes. I like clarifications and verifications, and be sure that folks hear that. That with all of the activities going on, the key cards, you've talked about that, and the MasterCard, the Green Zone now being fully opened and the like. The information that we get on that, of course, is through translations and that sort of thing. What are your folks saying with it, getting firsthand information, their responses to that? Or have they even shared that information with you directly?
Nothing about the cards yesterday. They were excited about the Green Zone being open, because of how long it's been closed and what it means to them symbolically is their country is now free again and they feel free of terrorists and they can walk around as they please. So it was a big event to them, and that's why they waited for EID to do it. Doesn't mean anything with the RV, but for the country itself, it made a difference to them.
Mm-hmm. And how else does this year's Eid celebration differ from prior years, like last year or the year before, that sort of thing? A lot more festive, or, again, are they even sharing that little nuance with you?
Nope. I haven't even asked the question. And we didn't even discuss it, whether more parties or people feeling better or, I mean, I suspect they are, because they did say the rates and things are kind of changing daily. And the economy's growing, so they see it, the country coming back to life.
Mm-hmm.
But
mm-hmm.
We didn't have a specific conversation about it, no.
And lastly, any Gazette article that may have been buried anywhere that is associated with what we're looking for?
I don't know of any, and Tish didn't send me any, so
okay.
There probably isn't any.
I'm waiting for a special edition one that just comes out and says, it's here, that sort of thing. And then 10 days from whenever that occurs, we know that that's when the TNT Super Fantastic Pay It Forward project is going to be. And obviously it looks like it's going to be sometime in June, but better June than another year and the like. So, we again, appreciate all of your info, and on to the next call. Have a great Wednesday.
All right. Thank you.
All right, thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. 732 area code, you are on.
Good day, gentlemen.
Hope
all is well.
Good morning.
Yeah. My only question is, and it's to my surprise, I was on two other conference calls that they all of a sudden say there'd be no international rate for the ZIM, only a contract rate. So I'm trying to check what you use and seeing what your sources are telling you at this point in time.
My sources, well, we had a bank source. Let me see. Wait a minute. I'm going to tell you exactly what this is. Maybe I'm going to tell you if I can find it. Let me see. Hold on, because I was getting it during our last call.
It would be very helpful to a lot of people because we want to be pointed down the right road, you know, if there is an international rate for the ZIM or not.
Oh, there's a rate for it.
Yeah, because a lot of people, you know, they're up in age and they just want to, you know, cash a little, maybe $10 million note or something and not do a, get involved with heavy monitoring and NDAs of help humanitarian projects. Now, I'm not talking
okay.
for me, but for others, the public.
All right, so this is what this guy says. This one bank says that the only way you can get the contract rate with any currency will be with the humanitarian project, which I've never heard that before. But this is coming from his bank. This is what he's supposed to be doing. It says they're giving out contracts rate. All you have to do if you want a contract rate is ask for it, and they will give it to you. Supposedly, this one bank, as long as you have a humanitarian project, is what he is saying. There's a certain number of contract rates available. So don't know how many, but each currency will be numbered on how many they have. Now, he says the dinar contract rate at his bank is $21. The dong rate is $21. And the ZIM rate with the humanitarian project is 1-to-1. Now, I got that from a banker who's involved in this, and that's what he's saying. I find all that hard to believe. Okay.
Okay.
Nobody in all the years I've been doing this, they've always said you need a humanitarian project to get the ZIM, and it has to be approved by the bank and Zimbabwe in order for that to happen. But maybe not. So I went to the other bank. Said, there are contracts available if you have ZIM. Also, if you have ZIM, you can get contract rates on all the other currencies also. And then that this thing is definitely getting ready to stop soon. You know, why do they have to do the ZIM? It's in, it means the interest in certificate gold contracts have significantly dropped and traders are going for physical gold. So we got that information. Two different banks, they're both one of the top five or three banks, are going to do it two different ways, is my explanation for them thinking differently. I gave you guys another bank, and that's when we found out each bank has their own contract with the Treasury, and they're going to do things that's within their contract. So we will see different banks doing different things. Now, the fact that you have to have a humanitarian project to get dinar or dong contract rates, I've never, ever heard that before in however many years I've been doing this. And I know with the other banks, you absolutely do not. I know with at least four or five other banks, you absolutely do not. So the other day was the first time I ever heard that. I wasn't even going to tell you guys because it don't make sense to me. But okay. Maybe he's running a center, and that's what he says that they're going to do. The other one banks says they're not doing that, but they're definitely contract rates. Now, if you don't want the dong contract rate, guys, $21, which I find hard to believe for the dong, because the rate was supposed to be 11 to 22 cents. So I may even read that wrong because $21 for the dong just doesn't make sense. But who knows? So I'm looking for $28 from the dinar. That's what I'm looking for, so you guys know. $28.50 contract rate, go in and ask for it. For the dong, I'm looking for $2.20 because that's the contract. Actually, the contract rate that I knew of was $2 to $5. So that's what I'm looking for as a contract rate on the dong. If they give me $21, I'm going to be ecstatic. So I'm looking for 11 cent to 22 cent on the VIM because I would never go after the contract rate on the VIM because you have to have a humanitarian project, which doesn't make sense. Some guy who's sitting on the other side of the desk working for $18 an hour or even $30 an hour gets to decide if I get $3 billion. That just doesn't make sense to me. And the fact that it takes 90 days, it has to be approved by two different countries, and I'm not going to wait for all that mess. Give me my money, I'll make my money make money. Because I still find it hard to believe. It may happen. If you get $8 per note for the ZIM, $100 trillion? No. $100 billion? No. It just don't make sense. You cannot possibly hand that out to enough people. But that's what's out there, so you guys believe what you want to believe. But, you know, I live in reality. Okay, what's next?
Thank you for revealing and clearing common sense, Tony. Thank you, Ray.
Okay, all right. All right, 850, area code, you are on.
Good morning, good afternoon. How y'all doing today?
Hey, good afternoon.
All right, man, how you doing?
I'm doing all right. So I had a quick question for me and all my military folks. So my friends and I, you know, we're all, you know, holders of different currencies, and we're all getting ready to go on a deployment. Some of us are just going out for a little couple, 2 weeks underway. A couple of us going out for, you know, extended periods of time. Now that we're getting this close, you know, to watching things get dropped off, and we're looking to have the $100 notes out by the 7th, What is your suggestion to us as far as handling appointments? Should we, you know, get somebody a power of attorney, have them cashing it for us? If we're only going out for, you know, 2 weeks, you know, would we, you know, be able to set up an appointment and, you know, handle it, you know, a week from after the numbers come out? Or, you know, just wondering what you guys' point of view is on that.
Jeez, I don't know until you call me and see what they might get set up with.
Okay.
Tony?
All right.
What do you say? You don't know until they call?
Yeah, as far as his appointment times.
Okay. All right, so you're going TDY, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you don't know, you're going for 2 weeks or 2 months, whatever it is. So first of all, you're going to need a power of attorney. Because we don't know how fast it's going to go, and you don't know what rate you want to get. You want to give your power of attorney to somebody you've been talking to who have some sort of knowledge of this, and not that you're going to have to train over the phone, right?
Okay.
So I want it to be my spouse, my partner, whoever it is, my spouse and my partner, if you're married, if not, somebody you trust. So this is the plan, and we're going over the plan already before we leave, just like we do everything else when we get ready to leave, right? This is what happens while I'm gone. This is how you pay the bills. This is what we're looking at doing this month. But we're going over the plan the same way. So as soon as it happens, I don't care where I'm at, if I hear about it, I'm calling you. And we're going to go over this over the phone. We're going to go to the appointment, and we're going to do this. If not, me and you have already discussed, we want the contract rate. We want this interest rate. We want to extend it out as far as we can. I mean, that's our plan already. Can't wait till you're gone. Get on the phone, both of you be screaming and hollering, trying to say, what do I do? You do that now before you leave. Write it down so everybody's calm. Then you call back.
Okay.
It depends on how much time you left on your TDY. You can say go, or you can say, hey, I'll be back on Monday and we'll handle it then. It's your choice. Somebody that's going to be gone for months, depending on where they're going. I'm just figuring you guys are leaving the country, so it's going to be hard to do things. Then,
yeah.
Somebody here is going to have to do it for you. That's all. That's all you can do. Okay.
So do you think they would need a specific power of attorney to say to exchange currency or just a general power of attorney?
That I would call the bank about right
what,
now.
Okay.
Actually, go to the credit union or on base.
What I worry about is, you know, like if I have to get a specific power of attorney, you know, kind of having everybody key into what I'm doing and in my business. And that's what I kind of worry about with that part.
First of all, I was going to tell you can go over the legal on base, but you probably don't want everybody on base knowing your business.
Nope.
So get you an attorney right outside the base. You can get anybody. It was just a power of attorney to take care of currency transactions. And they'll know how to word it and do that for you. Now, what you want to do is go and open your accounts now, though, so you can list the accounts that you want them to take it and have it put into and get the power of attorney for them to do that. All right?
Okay.
So take it to the, if you're going to use a credit union, take it to the credit union. If you're going to use a specific bank, your local bank, say, is this going to be able to cover and let them do this for me while I'm TDY? Okay?
Okay. All right. And then I got one more question for Ray, if you got time. I remember before I met another caller had called up and you had looked at what zone they were in. My mom was trying to figure out what zone she was in. So maybe to give you her zip code and you'd be able to tell me that?
How about I just give you the web address so you can pull it up?
Okay, cool.
At Wheel. Okay. It's B as in Bravo. I T dot L Y / 800 districts with an S on the end.
Okay. Thank you very much.
You just type that in the URL and hit send, and the screen will pop up and it'll show the entire U.S. map with all the districts on it.
Okay. Appreciate it. Thanks, gentlemen.
All right.
All right, man. Have a great day. Be careful
on
that tour.
I will.
Okay. 386 area code. You are on.
Good morning and good afternoon, Tony and Ray.
Good morning.
Good afternoon.
How are you? Yes. Good morning and afternoon. I'm sorry. Hey, Tony, this one's for you. Do you have any word on how much you can draw up from the bank yet? Because there's a lot of crazy stuff going around and a lot of crazy programs. I know you said it was $15,000, then it went down to $9,000. And then somebody had $7,500. Do you know what it will be?
I do not know what it will be. I know it was going to be just where they said $10,000 and then $7,000. And they figured that's enough cash for you to spend for the day. You don't need $15,000 walking out of the bank. Well, most people don't. I don't know if you do or not. But
okay, so it's down to $7,000 now?
I think it was down to 7,000. The most, I mean, you can get out. They don't want to fill out a lot of forms. It's 9,999, and nobody's going to do that every time because then they have to fill out the fencing form. So they wanted to keep it below that so it's another piece of paper they don't have to deal with. Okay?
Yep, I understand. Well, gentlemen, you just have a good day, and God bless everybody, and I'll talk to you later. That's all I wanted.
All right, sir. Have a great day.
You too, and God bless you guys. You're doing a great job.
Right.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, 610, you are on.
Hey, good afternoon, Ray, and good morning,
T-Man.
Tony, T-Man NTA.
Hey, how you doing, man?
Good, super fantastic, Tony. Hey, is this good timing today?
Perfect timing.
All right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, for all of you who are new to the call and all of you who didn't know, all these calls and all the means of communication that Ray and Tony use to keep us informed need to be paid for. And in order to keep this information superstation on the air, donations are needed. You can help by going to www.tntsuperfantastic.com. Clicking on that red donate button, and when you do, the name and address will come up to where you can send your check or money order made payable to Raymond Renfro, P.O. Box 1748, Elm City. That's just like the tree. Elm City, North Carolina, 27822. And for those of you who would like to donate electronically, the Cash App is available on the donation page. And if you're already familiar with and utilizing the Cash App, you can go to $TNTSuperFantastic, and you'll be able to make your donation electronically. Remember to do it today, ladies and gentlemen. You'll be very, very glad that you did. And when you are sending in your donations, please remember to include your phone number. This way, it makes it easier for Ray to track those donations as they come in. And on behalf of Ray and on behalf of Tony, thank you to everyone who has sent in donations in the past, those of you who will send in your donation today and in the very near future. Your donations are needed and very, very much appreciated. Ray, Tony, thank you, gentlemen, for all that you continue to do for us. Thank you to both of your families for sharing you with us. Thank you to those 13 task force members still out there, making sure that the bankers and meeting facilities will be available for us post-RV so we can get all that banking information. And I'll close out with Vegas, Vegas, Vegas. Verification, negotiation, diversification, protect your principal, and rally, 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 so I can come join you and enjoy some of that good homestyle North Carolina barbecue. Thank you, gentlemen. All right. Make it a dynamite day.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right. Amen.
Yes, Tim.
I think it would be a very great thing if you came to every event and stood up on the stage so everybody could see you do that live, even though we won't need it, but just so they can see you do that live and know who you are. I really appreciate it. Okay? Can we make that happen?
I can make that happen, Tony. Absolutely. Be very, very blessed to do that for everybody.
All right. Great. I'm going to put it in the plan. Okay.
All right. Put it in. Hey, I'll put it in my plan right. as well.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, sir.
Have a good day.
Alrighty.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
972, area code. You are on.
Hey, fellas.
It's Danny. Hey, sir.
Good morning.
It's good to hear G-Man. And I think that was a worthy invitation. I look forward to that. Thank you for checking on the exchange process. I think I understand it, and I'm comforted by that particular layout that you posed for us. And we don't know who that man's going to be sitting across the table from us and what he had for breakfast this morning, whether it was good or he's upset about it. So I'm prepared to go in. I think you guys have equipped us with enough information that we may know more than the man sitting across the table. So that's a good thing. I really don't have a question, but I had an interesting experience yesterday as I work a few hands off of my construction company, and one of them heard me visit with you guys on the phone. He wanted to know more about this currency thing, and I happen to have a $200,000 dong note in my wallet that I had shared with showed to somebody, and he said, "How much would that cost me?" And I said, "Well, I'm not going to do the exact math on it, but less than $20." He said, "I'll take that for $20." I said, "Well, good. I just won't pay you $20 of what you got coming. I'll just give you this note." He said, "That's great." Well, he called me back Sunday night, texted me, I should say. He said, "Listen, I am out of money. I need a loan." Well, this guy is not real trustworthy, and he'll probably never hear this call, but I just simply said, after some contemplation, "I think I'm not going to be able to loan any money this week." And he texted me back, and he said, "Well, how much is this Chinese note you gave me?" And I didn't bother correcting him. I said, "Well, that's going to be worth a pretty good bit. This is my text message." I said, "Just throw in a number at it. That will be about $10. But when this revalues, that's liable to be closer to $90,000. And he wanted to know where he could go cash it in right now, and I had to explain to him by text, that's not quite possible. It hasn't revalued yet. And then it went dark on that end, no correspondence. And then finally, after about 15 minutes, he texted me back and he said, I sure could use $10. And I just hung up. I just disconnected. It didn't make sense. Oh, my. I would hate to think that I was ever that naive, but I certainly remember times when I would not have imagined how blessed this event is going to be. So that's all I got to communicate today. Listen, I don't qualify, but I'd be glad to attend each of those events and tell a little Texas humor at an appropriate time. But you guys just think on that a little bit. Otherwise, I got to go back to work, get paid this week. Thank you so much. I'll see you.
Hey, Danny, you know what's going to happen? At every event, I'm going to ask if anybody from Texas, and we all just going to start laughing anyway. How about that? Okay.
You're right.
All right, thanks. Right here, or you leave?
Yes. I've lost the call, but I'll pull it back up in a second.
Okay.
281 area code, you're on.
Good morning. Good afternoon.
Good morning.
Good afternoon,
Mr. Ray Ringer.
Hey there. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you. How are you all doing today?
Super fantastic.
To the nth degree.
And I heard that remark about Texas. Shame on you.
You did. Oh my God.
Can I ask, what is so bad about Texas to you?
I don't know. I mean, people around the rest of the world just don't walk backwards all the time. But anyway.
Oh, walking backwards. You know, that's sad. Because the only way I can get up and down the stairs right now with this cast on my foot is to go backwards.
Well, see, there you go.
That is so sad. But it's okay. I'm going home this month to Texas. Thank God for Texas. Okay, my question is, you had talked about it once before, and I just need clarity. So once we go and we decide we might want to go and buy some more Denora, what did you suggest about that? What was your suggestion?
You're saying after the RV?
Uh-huh.
If you guys wanted to double dip.
Are we allowed to do that?
Yeah. Anybody can buy the Denar for the price.
But is it wise to go back to the bank that we went to exchange the first time?
Yeah, because that's where you're going to be buying it at from this point on, at the bank. Nobody's going to be sending some guy online $4 million waiting for some dinar to come in the mail. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Nobody's going to be doing that after the RV. See? That's why you're from Texas. But anyway, no, I'm just messing. Anyway, you're going to go to the bank, and you're going to get some more. Yep. And then when the rate goes up another dollar, $2, you can go back and sell it, and you made that difference, right? You made another $300,000, $400,000 off of that money as it goes up. It goes up two, then you made an extra $2 million. But you have to do it based on that. You'd have to do it early. I mean, you can do whatever you want. But if I was doing it, it was $3.60. And I thought it was going up to $8, then I'd exchange, buy more, and at least double my money that I had, wait for it to go up to $8. But I'd watch it real close, because when it got to $7 or $6 or something, you know, You got to go in there and exchange it, because once it start coming down, it'll come down overnight.
Right. Okay. Okay. Is
No, wait a minute. Let me say this. Wait a minute. Okay. I just said overnight, because my guy said they had some restrictions that they were putting on it going up and coming down so it wouldn't crash. So, but it will come down. You got to go in there and see the seller at that time, whatever the rate is. Okay?
Oh, okay. I got you. Is Wells Fargo under the umbrella? Are they owned by HSBC?
You can actually Google Wells Fargo ownership, and HSBC does not own Wells Fargo. They are a participant and part owner, but they do not own them 100%, no.
Okay, so if we'll have to open up an account with HSBC if we're directed to go to them.
You will not be directed to go HSBC. I know, because they're not all across the country. They are still going to use Wells Fargo to process.
Okay, good. Yeah. Because I thought at one time, and don't get me wrong, because I might quote it wrong, that HSBC was going to be the only one taking the ZIM, but actually HSBC is the lead bank now.
HSBC is the lead bank, and somebody on some other site or something is giving you guys the erroneous information. I've seen it, that HSBC is going to be the only one taking the ZIM. That is not correct. I know at least four different banks that are taking the ZIM.
Okay. Well, all right then, Mr. Tony. I appreciate it. You know, I see it. I was like one of the other callers a while back. We don't hear the man that put his $50 up for the Maserati.
I think he bought that and he's out driving around or something.
I say I hope and pray he's all right.
Well, I do too. All right.
All right,
I don't know.
Maybe he
lost his $50 deposit. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Hopefully we hear from you all, and this thing goes by the 7th or before the 7th.
Let's hope so.
All right.
Thank you.
Have a great day.
Okay, thank you.
All right.
Uh-huh. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, we'll get this other caller in here and top out at the top of the hour. 951. Area code.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Great. I'm doing great. Hey, I have something.
Good.
The question I have is, I have gifted some, like an individual dong bill to some people, and I told them that I would go in with them to help them exchange. Do you think there'd be a problem with that?
Yep, I do. You can try it. They don't want people bringing other people in with them. It's just their transaction, unless they're incapacitated in some kind of way, need help medically or physically. Other than that, just a friend come in and tell them what they do, they're not going to be transacted. Everybody's going to want to bring a friend. And friends are going to try and dictate what happens. So, no, they do not want you bringing people to your appointment.
Okay, so not even they said like I was like their advisor or something like that?
If you're what?
If I was their advisor?
No, are you a legal advisor? Are you certified to advise people on financial things?
No.
Okay, then that's the answer. No.
All right.
Any bank will tell you that they have to deal with their customer. You're not licensed to do that. Go ahead.
Okay. And then I heard what you said about, about walking out with cash, be careful. I'm going to be very careful with this and everything. And I actually have a plan, in fact, what I want to do, but And of course, I want to create generational wealth with this, like everybody's been talking about, you've been talking about, and everything. But I was going to take a chunk out initially, you know, just a small chunk, and I was going to take that out and pay my bills with, and maybe just have a little bit of fun. Then the rest of it, I was just going to have that make me help me make money. So I think I probably know the answer to that. You probably wouldn't do that. You would probably just take the money that you're making money. Well, don't take anything from the initial balance or whatever. Just use the money that that money makes. Correct.
That's my philosophy. Right. I put my money to work, and then I play with my money's money, not my money, because it'll be there forever. As long as I'm using the money that my money makes, my money's money, then I'm not hurting the program. It's when I start using my money that it starts dwindling away faster than you'll know once you start doing that. So we had somebody win the lottery, and they did the same thing. They went out and spent all their money. Well, a chunk of it, bought houses, cars, boats, planes, whatever. And they had to do it the opposite way. So then they let the rest sit until it got back up to their original amount. And this time they knew better, and they start spending their money's money. But you get to do it right from the beginning. Just wait, plan, see where you're going to put everything, see what's coming in weekly, what's coming in monthly, and then go out from there, and you'll never have to worry about it. Not only will you never have to worry, but for generations to come, they will never have to worry, because all you will ever give them is your money's money.
Right. Okay. All righty. That's kind of just I've been getting. I've been thinking about this because that's something I wanted to do, but then I heard you say what you said again this morning. So I said, okay, maybe I better rethink my plan and just use my, like you said, my money's money.
Yep.
All right.
Have a great
day, sir.
Thank you, guys. Yeah, you too.
Okay.
Thanks for all you do.
All right, thank you.
All right, thanks.
All right, sir. We're going to close this one out early. It's Hump Day Wednesday. So,
okay. Let's wrap it up. All right, guys. Everything's still a go that we know of. There's been no setbacks, no stops. We're just sitting here waiting. I haven't gotten a change from the 7th, so I'm waiting to see if I do or if it goes, either way. But we're looking good right now. So do what I've been doing. Do what Raven's been doing. Enjoy your life. Enjoy your day. Try not to listen to the nonsense out there, because there's a bunch of it going around out there. I don't even know why they're doing it. Every day they tell you the 800 numbers are coming out today. They're coming out at noon. They're coming out at 6 o'clock. They'll come out when they come out, guys. We'll get them, and we'll put them out. And then we'll all go from there. I can't wait for them to come out, though. So right now, the next thing I'm looking for is that 100 dinar note. Let's see that, because I'm told we need to see that in order for this to go. That's what we're looking for. Or for the bankers to call me and say, hey, your number's up. Come on. All right, enjoy your day, guys. Ray?
All right, folks. It's Hump Day Wednesday. And the four-letter word that most of you have been hating the most is the one that's going to be your best friend post-RV. That's wait. You don't believe me? You just wait and see. Keep believing, because we sure do. Enjoy your week.
This keeps me going on those days when I feel like giving up. Fire.
Make it through it.
want you to already see yourself out of the storm. The clouds will move. It's time for you to smile again. Come on, Sean.
I believe my family will get better. I believe God will provide. I believe the promise that He made. Oh, I believe. Oh, it's already done.
The blessing is yours. God's already pre-approved you for it. Come on, Zaccardi.
That my God is a healer, yes He is, and I believe that I will survive. Oh, I believe that God is able. Oh, I believe I know He is already done.
The Word tells us that if any two of us shall agree on anything on earth, that God will do it for us in heaven. And I know sometimes life has a way of knocking you down to the point where you can't even pray for yourself. But today I want to agree with you that it's getting ready to get better. And right now we are giving your problem an expiration date. And we're saying it's over. That you've been crying long enough. That you've been worried long enough. That you've been struggling long enough. And I believe that God's gonna do it for you.
Recording, press 1. To return to this session is no longer being recorded.
Hello, this is your private banker. It's done. It's finished.
What? Honey!
It's done. It's finished. The RV's on its way. Everything's completed. There's nothing else to say. It's done. It's finished. The RV's on its way. We are just waiting for the call any day.
That's right. We're just waiting for the call any day. The RV is on its way. It's up day Wednesday, Mike. So you guys enjoy the rest of the day, the rest of the week. We'll be back in touch with you on Friday, unless something happens between now and then. But in the meantime, in between time, keep holding on. That, ladies and gentlemen, is a wrap. We're out of here.